Hare Krishna, here we have a question from Parshana Devi Das, and she says, we hear from spiritual authorities that Krishna and his name are, is non-different. Krishna's many names and pastimes never leave the mind, hearts, and lips of the Brajbasis, then why is it that they feel such devastation from personal, physical separation from him? Hare Krishna. We should recall that spiritual world, dynamics of interaction in the spiritual world amongst Krishna and his associates in the material world, it's not mechanical. It's not, well, if it's not like this, it's like that. It's not so black and white. It's not, as in this case, Krishna's nothing different than his name. Chant Krishna's name and you won't feel separation from him. There are other elements involved in feelings of separation, and particularly feelings or bhava, is under the domain of prema, or love for Krishna. And ultimately, it's love for Krishna which is the sort of director of Krishna's pastimes, because it acts in such a way and it directs Krishna's pastimes, Krishna and his associates, and emotions, and so many other things in such a way that it always increases itself. It always feeds itself. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura describes this in this Prema Samputta. The nature of prema is that it always wants to increase itself, and therefore it acts in ways by which it increases. And that's the spiritual dynamics, and it does increase. In the material world, we also want to, the nature of love, we see even here the reflected love of the material world, is that we want to express our love more and more. We hug somebody once, and then we want to show them we love them more, we hug them twice. We try to buy them as expensive a gift as possible, as a show of our affection, because the nature is that the quantity should increase. But it's restricted, it's limited as to how we can actually achieve that goal, and then of course we know that ultimately those exchanges have to end because we're just only here for a little while. It's all temporary. But in the spiritual world, everyone's eternal, everyone continues on, and therefore the dynamics of love is such that love actually continually and eternally increases and increases and increases. And therefore, either in Krishna's presence or in Krishna's absence, love acts in such a way as to feed itself, as to increase itself, and thereby giving greater and greater pleasure and ecstasy to Krishna and Krishna's associates. These two things, association and separation, are inseparable, and they're the two main ingredients with which prema is able to both act and also grow. Association and separation. The benefits of separation are meeting. Because being with someone is one thing, but meeting someone, and I'm sure everyone has that experience in traveling to airports, I'm always seeing it. People are greeting their loved ones at the airport. And I don't think they always behave like that towards each other. But no matter who they are, when they're greeting each other at the airport, there's this real great exchanges of affection. And that affection wanes or decreases when they're with each other. So separation gives the joy of meeting, the pleasure of meeting. Separation also gives a certain type of intensity or absorption. For instance, when you're with someone that you love and you're eating, you're going to be thinking about your food. But when you're separated from someone that you love and you're eating, then you think about the person that you love. So here it is. Separation has this additional ability of absorption, and that absorption again nurtures affection, and in that way our affection for each other grows and grows. It's a wonderful dynamic. I mean, don't ever say Krishna's not creative. He really thinks up of all these wonderful things, and of course eternally he puts them into action. And so similarly, although Krishna's name may diminish, assuage the pain of being separated from him, it may also increase it. It may also increase it. Yes, Krishna is no different than his name. And when we chant Krishna's name, we may feel pacified that Krishna and his name are non-different, and one may have a spurti, one may have a vision of Krishna, and even think that Krishna is present, or Krishna may even be personally invoked. That's if that increases love. Therefore, that is what will happen. On the other hand, for instance, let me give another example, like when being with Krishna, there's a symptom of prema called prema vaichitya, that when you're with Krishna, but despite being with Krishna, somehow or another the influence of prema is such that you feel separation from him. And that gives Krishna first-hand experience to see how devotees exhibit the anguish of separation from him, even though he's personally there. So Krishna's present, even when Krishna's present, you can feel separation. So then what to speak of when you're chanting his name? You can still feel separation if that is what's considered to be best by the goddess of pure devotion, by the goddess of devotion, by Bhakti Devi, by Srimati Radharani, or actually, as I said, prema, by loving devotion itself. Where was I? I was with how even when you're chanting Hare Krishna, then you may actually lose sight of the fact that Krishna is personally present. In fact, it may increase your pain of separation, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was calling out, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. He was chanting Hare Krishna, but he was feeling increased pain of separation. Yes, just like Chaitanya Charitamrita says, in the way that Madhavendra Puri expressed that mood of Srimati Radharani's separation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that same mood of separation in the company or in the association of his associates, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy. So how about, why would, if Krishna's name is not different than Krishna, why does it awaken separation instead of give the feeling of meeting, as I mentioned? Because prema does that, and the gopis explain in the verse, tavakatamita tapta jivanam. So, tavakatamita tapta jivanam kavibirivitam kama sapaham shavanam mangalam shimadadatam bhuvi grinante buridajanaha. Yes, if gopis say that the talks of your pastimes, chanting of your names, it gives life to everybody. So it gives life. Under certain conditions, yes, it gives life. But then they say ajivanam. But actually, it can also be just the opposite. In other words, by chanting Krishna's name under certain conditions, one may remember, oh, I'm actually separated from Krishna. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is saying, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. So the gopis also give that rendition of the verse. Therefore, better not to hear about you. Better not to chant Hare Krishna. Because by chanting, we remember that we're not with you, and this great pain of separation awakens in us. Of course, these are expressions of love. They're not something that conditioned souls say or practice. This is naturally comes when one is actually connected with the internal potency of the Lord, when the Vishuddha Shakti, then such expressions may come, but we shouldn't try to artificially invoke them. What is reassuring is meeting, separation, chanting, being in Krishna's association, being separated from Krishna while with him, being separated all the time. The ecstasies or the emotions are all ecstasy. Indeed, Sanatana Goswami points out that the ecstasy of separation, because of the nature of its intensity, the yearning and the distance it causes, is such that actually devotees sometimes hanker to be separated from Krishna, because the taste that they derive from that separation is greater than the taste that they derive from his association. Separation is always intense, whereas the nature of association is that the intensity decreases. As I mentioned earlier, the highest state of intensity is at the time of meeting, after separation, and then from then on it decreases. And that's why there's constantly these types of periods of separation. They may be short-lived. For instance, Krishna goes out into the pastures during the day, and he comes back after 5, 6, 7 hours. They may be longer-lived. Krishna goes to Dwarka. They may be even just momentary. Krishna goes into another room, and Mother Yashoda doesn't see him. But all of these are all ecstasies, and they continually keep nurturing this very wonderful thing, prema, that we only have a reflected image of, that we don't really have a full grasp of, that we will only understand as we become advanced in Krishna consciousness and ourselves come to the transcendental platform. And when we're fortunate enough to come to that transcendental platform, then all of these things will become part of our lives, not just simply something that we talk about, but they actually become us, and we also become like puppets in the hands of love. Hare Krishna.